You're listening to the Riverfront Church broadcast, a place to explore faith, history, ideas, and more.
Hello, I am Pastor Edwin with the Riverfront 505 podcast. So glad that you're joining us. We are here at Grace Church, 900 North Washington Street, right in the midtown of the city of Wilmington. We participated in the Art Loop, and we had a wonderful evening here coordinated by Dr. Meredith Estevez, who is an oboe faculty at the University of Delaware, also teaches oboe at the Music School of Delaware. And helped coordinate this event as part of the Lumina Arts Ministry. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the Lumina Arts Ministry, just a very quick blurb for our readers, and then introduce us to our special featured artist this evening and our musician this evening.
Awesome. Lumina Arts is a group that brings artists into community to spark joy. And one of the things that we do here at Grace Church is to host different artists as part of Wilmington's Art Loop. And this month,
February.
We have Haroon Balak in town from Pakistan. And he's here to display his photographs that he's taken from his beautiful country. And we also have William Rose here playing music tonight. So it's been a great turnout here. We've really enjoyed hearing Haroon speak about his photographs and hearing the awesome music to accompany the evening. And Haroon, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about your work? And for the folks who can't see your art, because this is a podcast.
But you can check out the pictures and the live stream on the Riverfront Facebook page. As well as there'll be a link from the Riverfront website, which is riverfrontwilmo.com. Riverfront, W-I-L-M, as in Mary O.com.
Wow. Thank you, Dr. Meredith. And thank you, Edwin. Thank you, William Rose. And thank you very much, Ken, who's
the
behind
the... behind the cam.
Yeah, behind the mic.
Yes.
So... I am Haroon Balak. I'm from Pakistan. I come from the city where I'm living. It's Islamabad, actually the capital of Pakistan. It is close to another culturally and heritage-wise rich city that is called Twin City of Islamabad. It's called Rawalpindi. So I'm basically a Pindi boy. Mm-hmm. So it's a very sort of a slang, and so I mean, boys from that city, they're referred as Pindi boy, and they take pride of that title. So I'm a Pindi boy who have their own identity. Like, they would ride bikes and they would wear leather jackets and bandana and, like, you know, wonderful different stuff they would do. So yeah, I'm from that background, and I'm working as a journalist. I'm also working as a researcher and advocacy manager at a nonprofit organization, Bites for All. I'm also teaching journalism courses like gender and media studies, and then new media online journalism courses at a university, National University of Modern Languages in Islamabad. So this is my background. I'm doing a lot of activism around freedom of expression. And why I'm here? So I'm here to present my photography, because photography I studied as a subject when I was graduating in Pakistan. So then I developed this passion of taking photos and conveying stories, interesting stories of individuals in the form of portraits, like you have seen some of the portraits here that I brought from Pakistan. So these portraits, I believe they can convey strong messages. And that's what the theme behind this exhibition was, that I could come here because, I will just go in the background, that why, like, you know, I got this feeling to come back to the United States. It was in 2014 when I first came here, and I worked with the radio station briefly as a shadow reporter, and the station was WDEL 1150. So while working in that radio station, I got this feeling that people in here in the United States, the more they know about Pakistan is from their conflict sort of
news
exactly. The way at that time when war against terrorism was going on in that time. So Pakistan, unfortunately, got this, I mean, people got developed their mindset that Pakistan is only about wars and Talibans and terrorism and things like that. But then I thought, no, it's not really the image of Pakistan the way, like, you know, it's being projected in the media. So I thought that I should come back here and bring some other other perspectives that, that can help fizzle out the wrong image of Pakistan that, that the people unfortunately has here. So I brought with me this time pictures of the landscape beauty of Pakistan, then some heritage that we have, a very significant heritage that is considered as a world heritage, and actually it is given it is given a title by the UNESCO. So UNESCO really cares about all these heritages, and they are like somewhere like, you know, you will find heritage that are like 5,000 years old. So they have the roots in the ancient Indus Valley civilization. So it's a very important civilization that is as old as the Egyptian one is. Wow. And it's really, really close to the civilization that that we also know about. It's a Chinese civilization. So these civilizations are very old. And I think this, I mean, if Pakistan has, I mean, the sort of civilization remnant, so I think these need to be projected because they are something that they can convey their message to different people. So I believe that people should know about them. It is the best if they can travel and they can literally go over these places and see that how beautiful these places are and how important history they have with them. So, but if they cannot, so I think photography is one of the good ways or tools that we can help people. Like, you know, if they cannot travel to long distances, so they can see and find this history in their pictures. So this is all about today's show.
Yeah, it's a way to time travel, right? I want to bring in William Rose here for a second because I just noticed a connection. Now, these are all very different things, and yet at the same time, you're talking about portraying Pakistan in a way that reflects as your pictures do. And of course, again, if you want to see them, they'll be on the Riverfront Facebook page, the Riverfront website, riverfrontwilmo.com. We'll also have a link to it on the Lumina Arts page, which is luminaarts.org, and the Grace Church page, which is gracechurchwilmington.org. But just to give you a sense, there are several of these portraits are of people, or they're showing us different aspects of the culture. There's dance, there's food that's being prepared. There are some landscape shots of lakes and mountains and valleys. And there are also some shots of the architecture, different kinds of architecture from different periods. And what's interesting is you're trying to give us the sense of the everyday life, in some sense, the ordinary life. You mentioned people who are just trying to live simply while they're caught up in this, both this kind of tragedy that is, you know, the violence we do hear about, but also the beauty. And and you're trying to sort of give us a different aspect. Now, as you were saying that, I thought about the city of Wilmington, because the city of Wilmington is a place that was called the murder capital of the United States, I think back in 2014, I think is when the Newsweek article came out. And ever since there, I mean, there was a talk of a show that was going to be called Murder Town. In fact, there was a podcast, and you should check out, it's a four-part podcast called Murder Town Chronicles, I believe. It's a really effective way of telling the story and what's going on here. We do deal with violence here. There's gun violence. Obviously, I'm not trying to make them the same. I'm not trying to say Pakistan and Wilmington look exactly the same. No. But I am trying to say that people have a certain perspective about Wilmington as being dangerous. You can't go in there. You have to take vans. You dropped off. And that's been the perspective since 1968. And, you know, as we're celebrating Black History Month, you know, there are all sorts of things tied to race about that and what was happening in 1968, the state, the National Guard occupation of the city of Wilmington, as well as the race riots in response to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. being assassinated. So all sorts of things. But then, as I thought about William Rose, you were wondering, like, how is this going to get connected? William Rose, who played outstanding performance tonight. Thank you very much for sharing that. We shared a moment because you lived in Nicaragua for a time. And Nicaragua is another one of those places where, again, you look at the 80s and what was going on and the connection to the Iran hostage crisis, and sort of the perspective we have of Nicaragua then and also the perspective we have now. I was just there. Tourism is, bottomed out. I mean, it's just nowhere to be found. It's starting to recover a little bit precisely because of perspective. So tell us a little bit about your experience of Nicaragua and where you might see sort of this recovery of reputation and what you're trying to do with your music.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it really is. There is a connection here with all of this. And what I find so intriguing and I think motivating is, you know, I had the opportunity to live in all kinds of different cultures and different countries and obviously like Nicaragua, like we mentioned. And when I was living in Nicaragua, you know, you see the everyday stories, the everyday faces, the people that are just going to work every day and living their lives that just get caught up in that idea of conflict, get caught up in that idea of the negative perception that the United States likes to paint on things that they don't know. And I really think like what we're all kind of talking about here is the xenophobic vibes that are just put out there by the headlines or just sensationalizing one situation and making it seem like it's a whole entire country. So for me, as I travel and I write music and I connect with other cultures, specifically Nicaragua, for me, it's all about what Harun is saying here is it's about telling the true story of these places. So, you know, as we see Nicaragua start to come back a little bit, you know, it's going to take some time because it's going to take people like Harun and people like us that are telling the true stories and like really just getting rid of fear and just like allowing people to see the stories of the people that are there and just living their lives like they do in Pakistan.
Right. And Dr. Meredith didn't say this, but say a little bit more about faith and art and spirituality, which is, I believe, what Lumen Arts is trying to work on. You mentioned sparking joy, but say more about faith, spirituality, and
so
art.
We're in with Lumina. We're really interested in the intersection between creativity and spirituality, and how artists can experience great joy from the creative process and really connect with God and a higher power in those moments of creativity, the fact that we're all created beings. And so, therefore, we're connected to our Creator, and therefore,
we are
creative.
Yeah.
So that's what we focus on. Get together in groups to talk about. And I wanted to ask you guys, as artists, what brings you joy?
Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. Truly, I think there's two parts. There's a selfish part, and then there's an altruistic part. I think the selfish part for me is, when I'm playing music, I'm completely in the present moment. I'm just there, and I have the opportunity to connect with people that are listening. I connect with my instrument, but it really is just an opportunity for me to be present. And going back to my faith and spirituality, I believe that's where God lives, in the present moment, and that's where we can connect with Him. And so for me, that's the selfish reason. But then also, I think, going back to what we were saying earlier, sharing stories through art is one of the most inspiring ways we can change minds. I think we've seen that through the history of humanity. Art really brings out just a different perspective and allows people to like drop their layers of fear, drop their layers of doubt, and connect with something that we are creating, as you mentioned.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to just chime in to agree with that because I've read papers about, you know, art and social change and, you know, Black History Month once again. You hear one of the driving forces behind civil rights and one of the criticisms some civil rights leaders have of certain movements now is, where's the joy? Where's the dancing? Where's the singing? Because those movements then were, you know, when you were arm in arm saying, we shall overcome, you're humming that as you're washing dishes. You're humming that as you're going your way to school. That kind of captured a spirit of an age, but also inspired this social change and this movement forward, even in the face of, you know, oppression and racism and xenophobia, et cetera, et cetera. And so I just think that there's something to the power of music that can help sort of galvanize social change, certainly, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely correct, yeah. And I will also, like, you know, it's kind of like, I would, the second opinion that you have, But for me, like, you know, when I see myself, since the time I left university and I was jumping into my career, so I was, like, so passionate about journalism. And I had this feeling that maybe I can use this profession to tell the true stories. That because, you know, it's unfortunate the way how media can portray a certain thing. And if, like, you know, if media has some bad intentions to portray a good thing, it can, because it's a lot of power. Mm-hmm. And it's very unfortunate that in most of the instances, people don't know about the facts, because media, especially the traditional media, when it was like more of a one-way story, like media had this role to just carve the message or to create the message, and people didn't have any say. So I would say, like, people were very passive at that time. So anything that they were receiving from the media, they had to believe. So this is how, like, you know, the reality was built about the world or different things. So at that time, I thought that maybe I can use this tool to tell the actual stories. But when I was in this profession, so I found, like, it's very difficult. Because there are some forces, some people, some individual who are actually driving the entire narrative or the discourse. And it's very difficult to, like, you know, give a different perspective. Then, as the time progressed, so then this new media came. And then I thought, no, yeah, now people are not passive. Now they have become active, because now they are involved in storytelling. So it's not only one way of traffic, like where the media was only creating the message, but now people also have their say in creating the stories and developing stories. And I also found this alternate media very powerful in a way that it actually forces the traditional media to tell the true story. So now this is something that I found, like, you know, I can also try and use this medium to go back to my goal, actual goal, my objective, to tell true stories. And that's why, like, you know, I'm very involved in digital media now. That's why I am very involved in teaching students the right way of using media and how they can, like, you know, project the two sides of a situation, of an event, of a situation or an image. So that is very important. That is the joy, actually, that I'm looking for, and I really enjoy this thing, because I believe this is very powerful creativity.
Yeah. The last thing I want to say is, how long will the artwork here be on display?
Sorry, I didn't get.
How long will the artwork be here on display?
Haroon's paintings, Haroon's photographs, sorry, will be on display here at Grace Church until the first week of March. So you have the whole rest of the month to check them out.
Yeah, so 900 North Washington Street. Also, you can check out the live stream on the Riverfront Facebook page. You can look that up at Riverfront Church Facebook page.
And how do you hear William Rose's music?
You can find me at thewilliamrose.com. I'm also on Spotify at William Rose, Instagram at thewilliamrose. And also you can find my band Flying Islands.
Okay, great. When's your next show?
Tomorrow night in Gettysburg.
Tomorrow night in Gettysburg. Okay, yeah. How about a couple other ones down the road?
Down the road, I'm in Kennett Square. I'm taking a month off, so I'm actually going down to Mexico for about 2.5 weeks.
Oh, cool.
So I'm just going to do some writing. I'm in the middle of working on a new album with the Flying Islands.
Oh, great.
And then when I come back in April, that's when I'm going to hit the scene up here again and get ready for festival season. So
yeah.
I'll have them all posted.
You must visit Guadalajara. It's a nice place.
Oh, I love Guadalajara. Yeah. Love Guadalajara.
Well, if you want to learn more about Haroon, how can we find you? Can we find you online?
Yeah, you can connect with me on Facebook. You can Google my name, Haroon Baloch. It's HAROONBALOCH, Haroon Baloch. And then my photography title is Tasveer Kahani. So it's an Urdu word. Tasveer means photo, and Kahani means story. So
Photo
stories.
Yeah.
So Tasveer Kahani is like TASWIRK K-A-H-A-N-I, Tasveer Kahani.
And we will post
on Instagram.
That. We will post that on Facebook. We'll post it on the website. If you want to learn more about Lumina Arts, luminaarts.org. You can also go to the Grace Church website, which is gracechurchwilmington.org, and check this all out. We'll link it up. Thank you so much. I appreciate what you guys are doing through music and through photography, telling the sacred stories. And that's sort of where I will end. As we mentioned, we shared a blessing with you because we believe that these are sacred stories being told here. These are sacred people made in the image of God, loved by God. And so we pray for peace. We pray for unity. We pray for healing in our world. And we hope that these experiences help to unify and tell the story, and that we would hold those as sacred, hold them in the light, hold them in prayer, and give them to God. So thanks so much for sharing this time with us. Again, thank you, William Rose. Thank you, Harun. Thank you, Dr. Meredith, for organizing this. And thank you to our listeners. Until we meet again at the Riverfront 505 podcast.
Bye.
Take care.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Riverfront Church Broadcast. You can connect with us online at riverfrontwilmo.com or on Facebook. Just search for Riverfront Church in Wilmington, Delaware. May God meet you where you are and lead you where you are meant to go.